Well, don't fight for it, okay? Love it, okay? Fighting is not the approach to use. And this is part of the problem today with people who are waking up to the relative truth of what's happening in the world, that the gates of hell are opening, and responding with anger. But anger is not the answer. The weapon that will defeat the dark forces is love. And so in the same way, don't make this into a fight. Just realize the ego is not real and has no power. And retract your consciousness from gripping it. You see, you are holding on to the ego more than it is holding on to you. But because you became convinced that the ego mind was a weapon that you wanted to use. But all that weapon gives you is false thoughts and anger and paranoia and all of that. When you realize that this is not something useful for you, you let go of it. It was a trap. And then you come out of the trap through your own volition, but there's no fight. There's no real enemy except what you projected. In the same way with your children or whoever is in your immediate space, don't fight with them either, and don't feel like you need to transform them or convince them of the truth of this and tell them they should read the Shiva Sutras or whatever. No, don't care about any of that. Just shine with that divine love, and they will get addicted to it. They'll want to smoke what you're smoking, and they'll want to be in that high. And if you're literally inhaling God consciousness and breathing it out, then they will get high from your presence, and they will change. But even if they don't, nothing will disturb you. And when they can't disturb you anymore, that's when they will change. Because they will then realize there's something more powerful than they had ever imagined that they can't cause to suffer. And that's when they'll surrender.